Welcome back to Fairhope Hospice Presents. We have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator, with us today. Welcome, Rick.
Doing good, and I can't wait till August 11th on a Saturday when we have our cruising. Yep.
Oh, that's fun. Well, you can tell this is all, you know, really scripted, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Okay. We just wing it, and it's from the heart.
Yeah. Well, we usually have our dates, you know, set out for us, but we do have a lot going on. I know we have our employee picnic this week, and so we're looking forward to that. A time for, you know, fellowship for our staff. I mean, our staff are taking, you know, care of, you know, people that are dying. And oftentimes, Rick, I know people ask both of us, how do you do this kind of work?
Absolutely. And it is family, and we need to kind of get away and just enjoy life. And at Rising Park, it's a beautiful park facility.
And we're really glad that we get to do that. And so we have a little potluck this week. So we're looking forward to celebrating with all of our staff. And maybe some of our volunteers will be there. So.
Oh, yeah. And that's a neat thing. The volunteers are part of us.
Yes. So, you know, and I know we talked a lot about the ice cream social. But really, we could not do what we do without our volunteers. Once again, I mean, we had, you know, I don't know, probably 8 to 10 volunteers. And, I mean, they did everything. All I had to do is show up and say, hi, thank you. Yeah. I mean, really, they had everything. They
got everything laid out. And
yeah,
ready.
They had they served the ice cream. They had the toppings. They greeted people. I mean, they made people feel comfortable, gave tours, whatever needed to be done. I remember we were sitting in the conference room, and Kitty went around and just started pouring coffee and water for everyone. I mean, people thought they had waitress in there.
So. All we need is an Italian guy playing the violin or something, you know.
And then the family stepped up. So
yeah,
but it worked out great.
But yeah, and that's what volunteers are. A part of us, you know. Medicare requires 5% of our man hours being done by accomplished by volunteers.
Absolutely.
And, they are a part of it, and they do have a recognition dinner, you know, in the spring. Okay. They're just part of the family. And,
but,
they
you know, they
be...
would do it without it, you know. Sometimes
oh, sure.
they say, don't do a lot for us for recognition, because we do this because we want to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time for, really, fellowship for the volunteers to get together, have a nice little celebration. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, we recognize the volunteers that have given, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year service. You know, we try to recognize those things just as we do for our staff.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, really, when we think about it, we have a lot of longevity here.
Oh, yeah. Volunteers, 15, 20 years. I think
yes.
Twyla, our volunteer coordinator, is probably close to 20 years.
We have a staff member that's been here 30 years, Lori Householder.
Yeah. And Pat DeSbennett comes and goes.
Oh, my gosh. Pat, I don't know. She's tried to retire three times. We won't let her.
Yep. But Carl Hartman, he's retired a few times.
Yeah.
Carl.
So, I mean, it's just the volunteers are a huge part of our organization. And, you know, if you are interested in volunteering, call Twyla Summers. She's our volunteer coordinator. And just tell her you heard us on the radio, and we told you to call her.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
It'll be okay. But she does have volunteer training sessions, and we'd love to, you know, have you as part of our organization.
Sure, and we need volunteers in all areas, Athens County, Hawking County, Perry County, Fairfield County. And you would deal mostly in your area. People from Athens would deal with the Athens County area.
Right.
So you don't have to go too far.
And as we're moving more into the Athens area, we really do need volunteers in that area. So, and we can work with really your schedules to try to get a group organized and in that. So feel free to give us a call if you're interested.
Oh, sure. 654-7077. And there's patient care opportunities. There's fundraising opportunities. We need people to work in the office in Logan.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of things.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Lakestar office and a Logan office. Why don't we give them the 1-800 number? It's 1-800-994-7077. So you don't have to call long distance. Just give us a call if you have any ideas, anything that would help us. Or if you're interested in being part of our family here.
And that's the neat thing about this. We have several therapies that evolved from the volunteer corps.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the pet therapy, we had pet therapy volunteers, and they were in different businesses. One was associated with the hospital.
Right.
So they brought that program to us, and then Tracy Miller, of course, with the children's grief. That whole program was started by Tracy when she was
and
a volunteer.
And massage therapy, same thing, started by a volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Our massage therapy started by a volunteer. Our therapeutic touch and our aromatherapy volunteers.
Sure.
So, I mean, we welcome, you know, people that have talents. Or if you just want to, you know, come help us. You don't have to have a talent like that. You can just
Yeah, I was a volunteer. I didn't have any talent. So you don't have to have talent, but in fact...
Well, just a compassionate heart.
Oh,
really,
absolutely.
If you want to be with patients. And if you've been, you've worked in an office and you kind of like that type of work, we welcome that.
And we've had several of our administrative staff start out as volunteers.
Yes, we have.
So
our doctors have started out as volunteers.
Yeah.
Now, people are amazed to hear that, but really, our physicians have started out as volunteers before we actually hired them.
For the amount of time they put in was absolutely amazing, as busy as physicians are. And to have them come weekly team meetings and consult with the patients and everything, it was impressive.
Yeah, it is.
But human resources, accounts payable, a lot of the different people started out as volunteers. So, and they understand it. Really makes a difference when the people in the office truly understand what we do. They've seen the patients, and at the Pickering House as well, when you volunteer here, you get to meet the families and get a much better understanding of what hospice is about. And it's very little, it seems like, the more I've been here, it seems less and less about the somebody dying as it is family relationships and celebrating life and ice cream socials and all the neat things we do, the music,
right.
You know, the piano playing, the families getting together.
And oftentimes people say, well, what is the requirement to be on hospice? We are an open access hospice. We take patients with, just about every illness,
mm-hmm.
Every tube lane or drain, wound, lined, anything like that. We have a patient right now on a ventilator,
mm-hmm.
in a nursing facility that we're taking care of. The technology and that, we work with that. We are here to meet people that are terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
So really any diagnosis can qualify, but we do look at what are their goals of care. Most of the time our patients are in a situation where, they're considered terminally ill, of course. All of our patients are. So they have to have, in the best guess, the doctors say they've got 6 months or less to live. But I'm telling you, we've had patients live a year or two, because sometimes it's just hard to predict that.
It is.
But we do look at our cases every couple months just to make sure our doctors make home visits to make sure that patients are appropriate. But then, once someone meets with us and we sign them onto hospice, Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance pay for hospice.
Yes.
I just was asked the other day, how are you funded? Yeah, we take care of people regardless of ability to pay,
mm-hmm.
so they don't have to have insurance. But surely we are going to bill insurance if we can, and 90% of our patients have Medicare.
And we pay the deductibles too.
Yes, and they pay 100% for hospice, so there's no worry on deductibles for mm-hmm. Medicare. And Medicaid right now, same way. Now, we are looking at, eventually there's going to be changes to our reimbursement, but we're very confident that we'll stay ahead of that curve.
Mm-hmm. We have the fundraisers, and
yes,
people,
we do.
You'll notice in the obituaries of donations to the Pickering House or Fair Hope, so that money's used wisely.
Absolutely. So oftentimes people will say, how do I get on hospice, or how is that taken care of? Now, there are times where people are maybe not quite ready for hospice but need care. That's where our palliative care program steps in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing a lot with palliative care, and it's a comfort care. Sometimes people are getting chemo or radiation with that. We do have some patients that are getting radiation on hospice, but it's because it's to cure, not to really cure, but to control a symptom.
Right, comfort.
Comfort. Like, let's say someone has a tumor in their leg and it's uncomfortable. We have them on hospice. We take care of the radiation for them, and it decreases the tumor size so that they're comfortable. That is hospice.
Yeah.
But if someone's trying to aggressively cure their disease, they can have palliative care, where we have a nurse, we have social work, chaplains, our music therapy, pet therapy, doctors that can also help with whatever need the person has as they're going through these difficult times.
Yeah, when you're going through these serious illnesses and all the treatments, it becomes that the illness is what's the focus, and the family and everybody else seems to be left to the side, and they're under a lot of stress. Palliative care includes everybody, so they're comforted. We explain what's going on, and we act kind of as the liaison between
right.
everybody.
And I know last week we had a really nice program with Mina Yu being the president and CEO of Fairfield Medical Center, and one of the things we talked about a little bit was the, how are we working together to keep patients out of the hospital, to keep them home or in their nursing facilities where they want to be, their home away from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where our palliative care comes in, sometimes our hospice, but really reaching out to fulfill those needs instead of, the doctor's office is closed, I can't get to the doctor, what else can I do? Well, hopefully we can get involved with patients before they get to that point, so they do know there's someone else that's checking on them, so
mm-hmm.
hopefully we don't get into those crisis situations
and
have to go to the hospital.
True. I like to tell people we know people, so sometimes we can get things done at night after the doctor's office is closed. We have access to the pharmacies late evening, so a lot of times in a panic situation, should the medical buildings not be open, we can do things. So this palliative care actually helps.
Yeah.
In all different
and
ways.
It really is a not really an emergency service, but we do have resources that can help.
Right.
Now, of course, with our hospice program, that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, mm-hmm. people coming out. And we do some of that with palliative care, but really a lot of the palliative care is education of the patient and family and checking on people. It's almost like that preventative medicine, even with a serious illness. Mm-hmm. What can we do to prevent crisis? What can we do to help keep you home, keep you comfortable as part of the medical community? Working right with your doctor, mm-hmm. working, you know, that we don't charge for it. Our nurses and doctors can bill for it. The nurse practitioner can. But we, you know, from Fairhope, don't charge for that service. We do it as a community service to link with all the other healthcare providers to give you some help. So feel free to call us if you know someone or if you yourself could use some extra help. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do everything we can to steer you in the right direction.
Knowledge is power. And when we help,
yeah.
when we help you understand what's going on, it just calms people.
Yeah.
So we have a little booklet that describes end of life, and I don't know how many people have told me that's the best thing they ever read because it just comforted them.
It is. Well, I want to thank you for listening today, and I want to thank Rick for being with us, and we'll see you next week, and thank you for listening, and celebrate life.